Hey everybody, how's it going? Welcome to episode 9 of my podcast. So, I am currently up in Glasgow, still performing for the Fast and Furious live show, which is it's an absolute blast. You know, I'm living the dream up here. I love performing, I always have done. I get to perform my craft, my art of parkour and free running in a show. I love that I get to do the side flip over a moving car every weekend. It keeps me on my toes. I love that. I love being pushed. I think we all do, you know. We feel a bit like stagnant if we're not on the edge of our limits. Well, I know I do. So yeah, that brings me to why I'm here. I'm just thinking that I wanted to share with you all a big message about health and how to be healthy, in my mind, in my opinion, and from what I've learned over the years on my journey to be the best version of myself. I have always wanted to be healthy. I've always wanted to be strong. I've always wanted to be well. I think most people do deep down, but you know, some people, yeah, it's crazy that they get into a bit of a brainwashed mindset, you know, where their health and their wellness isn't the number one priority. And I think pretty much for all of us, it should be, you know, everybody should be thinking about, you know, I hate to say it number one, but you know, yourself, you know, you are your biggest treasure, and you have to look after your gifts that you're given, you know, your health and your wellness, so that you can go on into life and do your best, do your best service to humanity and the planet. You know, if you're not operating at full power, full capacity, then how can you do your best job for others? So yeah, ever since I was a kid, ever since I can remember, I've always wanted to, you know, just be super fit, super healthy, super well. And, you know, it's funny that I've always had that mentality, but thinking back through my life, there was times when I was doing things that were so not healthy, but I still thought I was healthy. So, for example, when I was, let's say, 16, and I've always been training, always super fit, super active. But I guess I was doing very counterproductive things like, you know, eating absolute junk food and all the fizzy drinks and stuff like that. I never smoked, you know, I never went that far down the line, but I never really, you know, never ever went overboard with alcohol, but you know, I did eat some diabolical things. But yeah, you know, that sort of ironed itself out as I got a little bit older and I got a little bit wiser and started doing my own research and, you know, looking into what was really truly healthy for me. And I still do that to this day. You know, the past few nights I've been up and I've just been researching, reading, watching videos on, you know, all kinds of health related things. So yeah, I'm going to just talk to you about a few things that I believe you need to have in your life to be healthy, to be truly healthy. And it all starts with your mindset, a positive mindset. You know, this is like the core. This is the foundation to being healthy, to being well. So it's a little bit of just a rewiring. Like, I almost imagine our brains as this old school telephone network where there's somebody taking out jacks and plugging it into another one, these like lines, these cables that connect one place to another. And I think we need to just rewire our brains sometimes to try and have that positive mindset. I guess I've always been a very optimistic, positive person. I don't know where that's come from. I've just always been that way. And if I find myself in a bit of a sort of, you know, thinking I'm positive, I would just kick myself up the arse and say, sort it out. So a positive mindset is where it all starts. Like, I truly believe everything grows from the mind, from a thought. It manifests itself from there and projects itself out into the physical world. So if you have negative thoughts, then they're probably going to grow into negative actions. So yeah, guys, have a positive mindset. And if you find yourself being negative, just clock it. Be consciously aware of it. And that's the best thing. At least you're aware of it. And when you're aware of something, you can change it. So have a positive mindset and work on that. So that's the first most important thing. Second is then into the emotions. Positive mindset will then develop positive emotions. And your emotions are a very powerful thing. They are, I think they're very linked to the creative side of your person, you know. And when you're creative, it's just it's a form of expansion out into the physical world, and it allows you to do so many amazing things. So positive emotions is another one. Living a stress-free life. I can't stress enough how important it is to live a stress-free life. I purposely set my life up to almost just harness the attitude of a child, you know, that child mentality. When you're a kid, you are stress-free most of the time. You know, if you were lucky to have a good childhood, you were stress-free. You know, you didn't worry about anything and nothing was sort of serious, and you just lived in the moment and you had fun. And that's what life was all about, just having fun, having a good time. And I've definitely set my life up ever since I was a kid until now to maintain that child mentality, that freedom, that bliss, that fun, that all the good stuff. I still have it in my life, you know, and I've purposely chosen opportunities and said no to others that would maybe put me in a different situation where I felt like I had pressure, you know, expectations, you know, negativity. You know, the people you surround yourself are ultimately going to be a reflection of who you become. So I've always surrounded myself by positive people, nice people, good people. And, you know, nothing, no money, no opportunity could change that. So I've always gone with what's going to make me most happy, what's going to keep me having the most fun, and what's going to be stress-free. So if you're in a job or a situation or with a partner or something that you don't feel really happy with, you know, they don't make you feel truly relaxed. And if you feel stress, I mean, God, it is a killer. It really is. I mean, it's going to send you down like quickly. So you need to cut that as soon as possible to start finding yourself into that, you know, positive lifestyle. And then health comes with that, you know. Health, true health comes from a positive and stress-free lifestyle. And then healthy environment, you know, put yourself in a positive environment. And I talked about the people you surround yourself with, but a healthy, positive environment isn't just the people that you surround yourself with. It can be the places that you are, you know. Have a look around you. You know, what is the place like that you spend most of your time? So for most of us, it's probably our homes or our workplaces. What's the vibe like, you know? Is it just charged with positive energy? Like, every time I travel the world, I'm blessed to travel the world, and I come home and I love walking through my front door and I just immediately feel good. I feel great. I feel safe. It's my temple. It's my place of rest. It's a place to recharge. You know, it's got all of the things that I love and make me happy. The colors, the smells, the food, the energy. Yeah, and so I think that's so important to live a healthy lifestyle, to be healthy. Have a place that makes you feel good, that you can recharge, that you get a good night's sleep, because it's just set up to do you good. So have a little look at the places that you spend most time and figure out if you need to adjust things, if you may need to make it better, if you need to change it completely. But I think that's very important. And then I would go on to say a healthy environment can also mean, where are you? Are you in a city? Do you spend all of your time, you know, in a polluted, you know, industrial area? Because if you do, try and balance that out. Try to, on your weekends, get out to nature, breathe in the fresh air. I mean, you know, if you think about the few things that we really truly need to survive physically, beyond the whole positive mindset and positive emotions, we need fresh air, we need clean water, and we need organic food from nature, which then is a deeper conversation in itself. But fresh air, obviously, you know, deep breaths of good fresh air is going to do you wonders. But then clean water is something that I'm very into. And at my house, I have a reverse osmosis filter fitted to the tap water, because the tap water has got a lot of crap in it. And you need to be aware of that. You know, it's obviously great to drink liters of water a day to just replenish your system and help the detoxification of your body. But it's important to get good quality water, you know, charged water. And if you don't have a reverse osmosis system, maybe you can get a distiller. You know, distilled water is incredible for the body. It will thank you for it, I promise you. So have a little look into that, water distiller or a reverse osmosis system. And then I'll move on to, I believe, to live a real healthy, powerful, charged life, have a look into meditation. I actually did some meditation this morning. I wish I could make it part of my daily life, but sometimes I do get busy and I fall off the horse. But I always come back to it. Always come back to it. I only meditated for about 20-30 minutes today, but I just felt incredible. I felt incredible. And I'm going to have to do a separate audio just on my meditation method, because I've got it locked. And it's very powerful to recharge the body and also give you mental clarity. Just such a feeling of euphoria that I get from it. And I wonder and I laugh why I don't do it every day. It's funny because it's so blissful, but I don't do it every day. But I want to. So there's always room for improvement in life, and that's something I will do. Moving on. Okay, movement. Melt the fuzz, as I say. It doesn't matter what you do, what movement you choose, whether you love boxing or you love ballet or you love to swim or you love to play football, you love running or you love parkour, martial arts, anything, whatever it is, just find a movement meditation. Melt the fuzz, because our bodies were made and they were designed to move, you know. And, you know, whether you love to dance as well, I find dance an incredible one because it's just an expression of movement. And by doing that, we're melting the fuzz in our bodies. You know, we are prolonging that life force energy. We're prolonging that movement. It's like, you know, you have a car and you just leave it stagnant outside the house for a period of time and it will decline. But you get that car out, you give it a wash, you drive it, you look after it, you maintain it, you run it for its paces, and it will carry on. It will have a long life. And I, you know, I love cars, so I always come back to the car analogy, but hey, I think it's a good one. And yoga is another one. You know, if you try yoga or Pilates or any of these kind of amazing Tai Chi, you know, you're really working with the energy and the movement and melting fuzz. So that's a great one. And moving on to probably one of the most important ones, that's food. Have a look at the food that you ingest, that you replenish your body with, the energy. I'm just going to go out and say it is a proven fact that those people that have a plant-based diet live longer. They have a much better chance of, you know, avoiding disease and illness. And And I know why, because it's all energy, guys. Like, everything is energy. And if we can go plant-based organic, then we're going to be winning, like, for sure. I have a fairly clean diet. I'm not going to sit here and preach that I have the cleanest diet, as much as I would love it to be. But I do eat, obviously, 100% plant-based and fruits and veggies, organic where I can. And I feel amazing for it, because I truly believe it was the food that was designed for humans. You know, we have the jaw, like omnivores, herbivores, and that's what our teeth can handle, that's what our stomachs can handle. And it's, you know, if you put a baby in a cot with a rabbit and a carrot, the baby's going to eat the carrot and not want to eat the rabbit. It's one of those things. So I truly believe, yeah, plant-based is the way, you know, if you want to be truly, truly healthy. I'm not saying there's not healthy people out there that eat, you know, other things, but I'm just saying, you know, the studies are there that if you want to, you know, if you want to live a longer, more fruitful life, then plant-based is the way. When I talk about the energy, it's, you know, the sunshine that gives life to the vegetables that, you know, that we eat, and that energy is passed on through the body, and it's karmic free, you know, like, yeah, you know, the energy of a factory farmed pig that, you know, lived its life in the most horrific hell you could imagine, and then is killed, and then, you know, it's just horrific, and then that's packaged and just sat on a shop floor for God knows how long. It's like, it that doesn't have energy to it. But, you know, like a head of kale, for example, that has just been there and absorbing the sunshine energy and growing naturally, and then, you know, gets plucked from the earth and it's just bursting with life force energy. I think that's more where we need to go to be healthy. And sunshine, guys, sunshine, vitamin D, get out there and, you know, get the sun, get the sunshine's energy. It's like incredible. I think this is such an important thing for us. Like, I notice with my skin, when I get sunshine, it just feels so good. You know, if I have any dryness, it's all healed. And that's what the sun does to us, you know. Superfoods also is another one for me. I make sure I have a lot of minerals, vitamins, you know, and I'll do that through superfoods a lot of the time. I'm not a massive one for supplements, to sort of say we need to survive on supplements, but good quality supplements that have been designed with, you know, absolute purity and simplicity and organic in mind. You know, anything from nature, I'm 100% behind it. Anything that's, you know, kind of heavily man-made and processed, then avoid that. But I'd say that's pretty much it, guys. You know, what you need to live a very healthy, happy lifestyle. You know, like I said, most importantly, it all starts in the mind. Surround yourself by good people like that are also living that healthy lifestyle, and that will help you do the same. Stay motivated, stay inspired. Like I say, you're all so welcome to tune into my Instagram stories that I do every single day. I try to share my lifestyle as much as I can. And failing that, go check out my blog, guys, lifelevelups.com. I literally created it to share all of the positive, good stuff that I've learned over the years. So, yeah, go and check that out, guys. I'd be very grateful. And thanks for tuning in to the podcast. I'll make sure I drop a new episode as often as I can. Living a very busy lifestyle, but always got time to chat to you guys. Big love, and I'll speak to you soon.